I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 21st. A Quincy man has been sentenced to 4 to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to causing a car crash that killed his passenger in New Hampshire back in November. 20-year-old Matthew Pittman admitted he was drunk when the car he was driving crashed in Derry, killing Molly Rockwell. Pittman apologized in court on Monday. A 22-year-old Holbrook man facing charges that he caused a crash that seriously injured his 50-year-old passenger on Quincy Avenue in Braintree Monday night. The man will be summoned to court on charges of speeding, negligent operation, and other violations. The woman was being treated at South Shore Hospital for very serious injuries. Over $200,000 has been raised for the families of the two men who were killed in a crash in Pembroke over the weekend. The GoFundMe campaign was established for lifelong friends, 23-year-old William Hickey of Pembroke and 23-year-old Joseph Birillini from Hanson. 22-year-old Brandon Goff of Weymouth is charged with robbing gas stations in Quincy and Weymouth and is a suspect in a third robbery. Police say Goff held up the Speedway station in North Quincy early Sunday morning, then fled with $260 cash. Goff is also charged with a Weymouth robbery and is a suspect in an attempted robbery at the Prime station on Hancock Street in Quincy. A federal grand jury has indicted a Quincy man and a Milton man in connection with a drug trafficking operation run by a Mexican drug cartel in the Boston area. Songfen Chen of Quincy and Cesar Alejandro Pajoles of Milton were two of 20 people arrested last March. Officers say they seized 37 pounds of fentanyl, $220,000 in cash, and several vehicles after executing search warrants in Quincy, Milton, Boston, Malden, and Centerville last year. The state has given Discover Quincy a $10,000 grant to help promote tourism in the city this year. The funds will be used for radio and TV commercials, web banners, and social media marketing. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day all this week due to the Patriots Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 21st.